London's 104.9 Sex FM. It's Ian Lee's Shun Sundays. That was Recoil. It's not at your carnival. They didn't stop it like they said they were going to, the buggers.
Yeah.
Shut up, Trevor. Not talking to you just yet.
It's carnival day.
We're just starting the show. It's not at your carnival day, and tomorrow is as well. So we're going to have Trevor. I've not told you this yet, Trevor. You're going to the carnival in a minute. Sorry.
Really?
You shouldn't have bothered popping in. You're going to go to the carnival.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh man, yeah. Wicked.
A live phone link from the carnival.
Bo selector. Yeah. Wicked, man.
Maybe I'll just send you home. I don't know. So we're going to have a live feed from the Notting Hill Carnival. Very, very exciting. Also, I've been told off by the bosses for not having enough Big Brother spoofs. Everyone's doing it. I've got loads of them now. Hang on a second.
Stop the carnival.
Because they tried to stop the carnival. And up until 2 days ago, it wasn't definite it was happening. It's happening. It's on. If you're having fun at the carnival, give us a call. The Trevor is number.
It's 08700 800 1234.
Yeah, it's something like that. Or you can email me, ian.lee@xfm.co.uk. We've got some great songs. Here's the first one. It's Dynamite Hack and Boys in the Hood.
Carnival weekend.
Hello, it's good. Trevor, I'm not being funny, but I was actually doing quite a smooth link into the record there, and you kind of blew it for me.
It's carnival weekend, yeah? Everybody's supposed to be, like, chilled, having a good time. Mr. Miserable.
Can I make a suggestion? You talk into the microphone, you bloody idiot. You've been in here for the last 2 months. Talk...
Jesus, just get that. Talk into that bit. Right.
Yeah,
it's because you're unnerving me, you know? You want to spoil everything. Even carnival weekend, you want to spoil that for me.
I'll put my cock back in my trousers. Here's Boys in the Hood. Just the phone calls, Trevor. That's a rule. Hello, XFM.
Hi, I'm at the Notting Hill Carnival. Do you want to hear?
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, let's hear it. No,
listen.
Oh, man, that sounds...
It's rocking.
It's going pretty well.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, we can hear it.
What's the people? Well, what's happening down
there,
man?
What's the atmosphere like, man?
What's the vibe?
What's the vibe, man?
Well, yeah, everyone's dancing and...
Oh, man, did you see the floats and things?
I'm sorry about the elfy music, but, you know...
That's what's happening. That's what Carnival's all about. People doing what they want to do, playing their own music, and being crazy!
Yeah.
Did you get your pocket picked?
Sorry?
Did you get your pocket picked?
Oh, crap. Where's my money?
Do you see, everyone, if you're at the carnival now listening to it, Ian Lee on Sunday, which I know you all are on your trannies or your TVs, then just check your pockets, make sure you got your wallet there. Trevor?
Did you see the floats? Did you see any of the floats at all?
Were the floats lovely?
No.
Were they lovely?
Sorry?
Were the floats lovely?
Yeah.
Was there lovely? What's the loveliest
did
float?
Did you see any of the floats
what
at all?
Was the loveliest float?
Was there any floats?
What's the loveliest float?
Computer,
which one?
Can you take away two wrong answers and leave us with just one wrong answer and the correct answer, please, computer?
Was the floats lovely?
I'm sorry, I can't understand a word you're saying.
Let's just tell you what, we'll both be quiet.
Not a new carnival.
We'll both be quiet. You just play that music and we'll get some of the atmosphere of the carnival live on XFM.
I'm going to play it now.
Remote control on XFM 104.9. Cough it up, it might be a gold watch.
It's Carnival Weekend.
It's Carnival Weekend, and we're celebrating it by playing this song. Here we go. It's Sir Alan Price and his classic hit.
Stop the carnival.
They can't stop the carnival now, not until Monday night or probably Wednesday morning.
None of those crazy cats.
If you're at the carnival, give us a call. 08700 800 1234. Yeah, you can email.
I might be going down tonight, you said.
You're going down there after, I think after 10 o'clock we'll send you down there.
All right, excellent.
So give us a call.
Like
tell us
what... In a cab.
Well, you'll be getting the bus. Give us a call. Tell us where Trevor should be going after 10 o'clock to hang out. You can meet
parties,
Trevor.
Any parties, whatever.
Any parties, you can meet Trevor, speak to him live. He'll be there with you if you want. To be honest, you know, he's with me. It's not the best thrill in the world, I'll just tell you the truth. You can email me, ian.lee@xfm.co.uk. You can email Trevor. What's your email address?
It's trevordome.com. No.
That's your website. Yeah. Don't get in a plug for that.
Trevordome@no. I don't know my email address, so if you want to send me an email, just send it via Ian.
Send it via me. The word's via, not via. Now, Trevor, I don't know if you know this. Scientists have proved that it's impossible to suck your own winky.
Right.
They've actually proved... We all know a bloke called Tony who reckons he can. He reckons he can gam himself off every now and then. They've proved it's actually impossible for a man to get his own winky in his mouth. It's quite incredible.
Some of the things that I've stumbled upon on the internet,
Stumbled upon. Stumble. Is that a euphemism for...
No, it just like you'd be.
I'm having
innocent,
a stumble, Mum. Don't come in.
You'd be innocently surfing, yeah.
Yeah.
Looking for, you know, and all of a sudden you'd be bombarded by these pornographic.
Hang on one second. What's the message of the day? Yeah, well, you get
don't
the point.
Stop
you,
the carnival.
I think we get the point. It's a weak joke that I'm going to be doing for the next 3 hours, so we know. So what have you stumbled across on the internet then?
Well, men with, sort of, you know, you wouldn't say it was impossible for them to, you know, make oral contact with their private parts.
It's physically impossible. Hey, Trevor, have you ever done that thing? This happened to a friend of mine. I won't mention his name, but already he'll hate me for telling this much of the story. Have you ever done that thing where you're in a booth, cracking one off? I'm sorry to be so filthy this time of the show, but sod it. You're cracking one off in a booth, watching a pornographic film, and it's a close-up from behind, so you just see buttocks. And then just as you're about to drop the vinegar, the camera pulls back and it's two blokes. Have you ever done that?
Well, actually, I was in one of them booths, yeah? Just again, sort of
stumbled
upon it. I thought, like, what's all this about?
Yeah.
And I was enjoying the movie, like, and as I looked around, I saw, like, another man's vinegar, and that, like, sort of really put me off. Do you know what I mean?
I had to
leave the booth.
Give us a call, 08700 800 1234. Trevor will be at Notting Hill Carnival after 10 o'clock. We've also got the second part of your play. Plenty of stuff.
Destiny.
It's called Anthony's Destiny. It didn't have a title last week. Last week it was called Shake Your Booty. Now it's called Anthony's Destiny.
No, it was called Come Dance to Arsenal.
All right. It's a song by Stumble. Spectacular music in the sun. You see, I'm announcing the records. I'm announcing the records, you buggers. Later on, we're going to be having lots of Big Brother spoofs. I've been told off by the bosses. Everyone in the world is doing Big Brother spoofs. And I've been told off by XFM for not doing it. They said, Ian, you're supposed to be the crazy one. You know, you're the character, the individual.
Yeah.
Where's your Big Brother spoof? Where's your Big Brother spoof? They're here. I've got 25 of the buggers. We'll sort that out.
Yeah, well, what about my big cat idea? Yeah, like, for animal lovers, yeah, you could have like a house with like 10 cats in it, yeah?
Yeah.
And like they could all be nominated by the sort of vibe that the other
vibe.
Cat...
Yeah.
You could get animal experts like Rolf Harris.
The bell on their flea collar.
Ian, I say, you could get animal experts like Rolf Harris to decide what cats was the most unpopular one, yeah?
I've turned his microphone down. He's really not even bothering listening. I'd rather listen to Alan Price. Okay, so we'll be having some Big Brother spoofs later on, which are going to be apps. There's one, Big Mother. There's not. I would never. Only a twat would do something called Big Mother. Trevor, you're going to the Notting Hill Carnival.
I can't wait, man.
We've had an email from Tim Gatt. I'm going to give out his email address. I don't know if that's illegal. Is that illegal? TimGatt@hotmail.com. If it's illegal, I've broken the... There's no law governing the internet. You can do anything.
There should be an internet.
There should be. You can put pictures of crap or poo on there.
No.
Yeah, actually poo.
No, it's not real though. No, they just make it up like in a sort of...
It's made up. They can't put real poo on there.
Yeah,
but
special effects. Yeah.
Pretend. Anyway, we've had an email from Tim Gatt. Ian, hello, I'm back from V2000. I don't care. Isn't it a bit dodgy sending Trevor down to the Notting Hill Carnival as it's bloody dangerous, especially at night? I'm worried for him.
No, Trevor. It should be, you know, carnival atmosphere, you know. It'll be okay. I think it'll be fine.
Well, okay, we'll be sending you down after 10 o'clock. Yeah, you can give us a call.
I can't wait. have we had any invitations to, like, parties or...?
No. You can invite Trevor to a party at ian.lee@xfm.co.uk or give us a call. What's the phone number?
It's 08700 800 1234.
Brilliant. Here's the Foo Fighters. Shut up. Whatever. That was the Foo Fighters and whatever. Listen, we've got it's quite a serious point, actually. As I'm sure you know, Trevor, you quite often pay attention. Look, that's broken. I don't know what I've done there. Do you read the news, don't you, Trevor?
Yeah, yeah.
What was the last bit of news you read?
Well, no, it's about these James Nado's, you know. That, like,
the what?
James Nado.
Is he a banker?
No, it's like a James Nado, it's called. You must have heard.
No.
It's like a double-strength tornado.
It's a what?
A James Nado. A double-strength tornado. It's mad.
Yeah, you get a grip, Trevor. That's nonsense.
No, there was one in Hill, in Hull. It was, like, snowing and everything, and they had one of these James Nados.
Yeah, I don't think they did, actually, Trevor. I don't think... There's such a thing as a James Nado. There's a tornado, there's a hurricane, there's Hurricane Mary. There's no James Nado.
No, but they were saying... It's a new name for a double strength tornado.
Right, he's talking nonsense. Anyway, this is quite serious. As you know, there's been some trouble with some Russians in a submarine, Trevor.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's quite serious, actually. And we've been given a list of songs we can't play because of this thing. So these are songs we can't play. We can't play Down, Down, Deeper and Down by Status Quo. We cannot play Yellow Submarine by the Beatles. Anything by Deep Purple. Sorry, you rock fans. SOS by ABBA. I'm afraid we can't play that. And of course, we can't play There Are 118 Dead Russians in a Submarine by Emerson, Lake and Palmer. So if they're your favourite songs, I'm very, very sorry about that. Trevor, listen, you've got about 20 minutes. You should go leave the car for the carnival about 10 o'clock. So
you'll get
there in about 15 minutes. Is that all right?
What, you really want me to get the bus?
Yeah. Well, I've not got a cab or anything. What do you want?
Well, I thought, you know, the XFM car could take me down.
The XFM car has taken... do you know we had Alan McGee in before, was doing the hijack?
The
bloke who used to own Creation Records,
yeah,
then he blew
it.
The XFM car is taking him home.
Oh, right.
Sorry about that. So, yeah, if you get the bus, you leave about 10, and you get there about 10:15.
Not even like a minicab or something?
No, just get the bloody bus.
It's 80 pence.
I don't know what bus... 08700 800 1234. What bus does Trevor need to get from Leicester Square to Notting Hill Carnival? Where should he be going in the Notting Hill Carnival? I can't wait for you to get out. Placebo, is it? I don't know.
Was you at Reading? Because I think I saw Ian Lee at Reading.
Trevor, before
you come back from Reading.
This is the lady who starts off very calmly, then starts getting very excited and starts shouting obscenities, don't you, my darling?
Yeah, have you heard of them James Nados, love?
James who?
James Nados.
Have you heard of these?
No.
It's like a double strength. It's not who is he. It's like a double strength tornado, yeah?
I don't think she's interested.
Trevor,
this lady that's phoning up is actually mental. She's not interested in the weather. She just wants to start shouting obscenities.
No, she's been to Reading.
Okay, what was Reading like?
Reading was good. And Ian, you shouldn't say that I'm mental because you don't even know me.
Yeah, but you are the lady that phones up and shouts obscenities, aren't you? You are the lady that phones up and shouts obscenities, aren't you?
She sounds like a bit of all right to me.
Thank you. You sound quite nice as well.
See, now, you are mental because you think that Trevor sounds nice. I think we're going to have to cut you off. Trevor, I don't want you flirting with any of the ladies that phone up the show.
I can't help it if she had a nice voice.
I know you've got this amazing animal sexual magnetism, which is even working on me, despite the fact you're hideous. Don't use it on the callers, please, because we get in a lot of trouble.
Okay.
Ian Lee.
XFM. I don't even know who that was. I don't know what's happening. Hey, did you hear that Jeremy Beadle has been done for sexual harassment?
Apparently, no, why?
Yeah, apparently his secretary was continually forced to take his shorthand.
Right, okay.
Do you see? Because he's...
Oh, man.
Things in your headphones?
No.
Oh, blimey, perhaps we're not going out on the air. It doesn't matter. So listen, it's 10:50. You've got to go to the carnival in a minute.
Right, okay. I'm going to be going.
Play a record.
Ian, your memory loss is very worrying.
Aye.
Hello, XFM.
Hello, where can you buy the Wild Man Fisher CD?
You can only buy it off the internet. I can't remember the website. I think it's at Rhino Records or something. There's only 1,000 made. I'm sure there's still plenty left. There's 100 songs on it. Hello, XFM.
I'm Travis.
Oh, it's Fran Healy from Travis again.
He called up about his table.
Do you want your table, Fran?
No, yeah.
We're using it. We've got some books on it, though.
The leg's broken.
Oh, Jesus. Bloody. Are you going to write a song about it, Fran?
Yeah. Why does my leg break on me?
Yeah, I don't know why it breaks on you. So why have you phoned... listeners, this is Fran Healy from Travis.
Yeah. Do you like Travis?
Yeah, I don't.
You don't like...
Not bad.
What?
Yeah, they're not too bad.
They're all right. I do like the one where he's got the legs. You know the one where he's got the legs and he's running? You know that one?
Always rain on me.
What? What about them?
New album coming out.
Yeah.
Soon.
Brilliant. Listen, get to the point, Fran. Get to the point.
Can you play a Travis song?
No, I'll play Clint Boone for you.
All right then.
Ah, we made him happy. We brought a smile to the face of Travis.
Yeah.
Clint Boone live for you. Trevor's pointing his head, saying you're mental.
What?
No, it was my headphones. I don't think they're actually working.
XFM.
Clint, thank Christ that the BBC have moved the news to 10 o'clock at last. Hallelujah, I can sleep safely in my bed. The BBC news will be at 10. It's not going to be at 9 anymore. That has always worried me and prevented me from resting at ease. You know what I mean? News at 9. Ooh, dirty. Get off me, dirty. 10 o'clock news. That's what I want. BBC, that's what I've got. That's why I don't pay my licence.
I always like the 9 o'clock news, and then like your 10 o'clock news.
Trevor, go to that microphone, man. I think you've broken it, I'll be honest.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, don't oh man me. Go to the microphone that works. Suddenly everything seems to have stopped working in this studio. I let you press one button.
Oh, man, no.
That's better.
Yeah, but no, I can't, like,
I say it's better, but we can hear your voice. Jesus, how old are you, man? Look at that, put this on. Put this on your blooming head. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, listen, we're going to go... Trevor's going to go to the Notting Hill Carnival in a little bit. We're going to go to a Yahoo chat room after 11 o'clock so you can kind of have a chat with us live on the internet. It's the 21st century. Wake up.
Yeah, I mean, do you think we should go to, like, the astronomy chat room?
What, and just talk dirty and stuff?
No. You know, talk about, like, space exploration and stuff.
Or talk dirty?
No. Look, OK, so that's where we're going to go. We're going to go to the astronomy chat room at Yahoo Chat.
But that's after you've go to the Notting Hill Carnival.
Yeah,
I want you to take those headphones off and go out to the carnival now.
Right, OK.
It should take about 15 minutes to get there.
OK.
If you're at the Notting Hill Carnival... Hang on one second, before you go, Trevor, let's just see this cheeky little monkey. Hello, XFM.
You lanky
twat. Hey! He thought he could beat me, but he couldn't because I'm the master. Go to the carnival, find that man and beat the crap out of him, would you?
Right,
he was going to call me a lanky twat on my show.
No, but he wasn't... Maybe he wasn't at the carnival.
Hang on, let's find out. Are you at the carnival?
You can't.
Yeah, okay. Go to the carnival, find that man and track him down. Before that, here's a song by Jay Maskis and the Dog.
Hello. Yeah, I'm at the carnival. Look, they're all shooting everywhere.
Hang on a minute, Trevor's going down there.
Yeah, I know, stop him quick.
What's happened? What started this? This is a live report from the Notting Hill Carnival. What started this?
No, I don't have a clue. There was some bloke was angry at other blokes and there's all...
That's the way it always starts, with some bloke getting angry at another bloke. It's disgusting.
Well,
listen, Trevor's coming down there as a peace envoy now. He's not there just to... Trevor's coming down, don't worry. What's your name?
My name's Richard.
Richard, Trevor's coming down. We've lost him. Well, Trevor, he probably can't hear this. He's on the bus. He hasn't got his Walkman either. I nicked the batteries from your remote control. Could be an exciting thing. Give us a call, 08700 800 1234. If you spot Trevor at the carnival, give us a call.
Ian Lee, XFM.
Carnival.
Listen, I've got to clear the line. Trevor's trying to call us from the carnival. I think he may be in trouble. Hello, XFM.
Hello, I didn't see Trevor, but I saw you.
You're mental. Hello, XFM.
Yeah, hello, Ian.
Is that Trevor?
Yeah, Trevor.
Trevor,
thank God we
found you.
Carnival, yeah.
How's it going? We've heard there's been a bit of trouble going on. What's happening?
Well, no, I think that was probably like the carnival area is quite large.
Right.
So where I am, yeah, it's fine. You know, there's quite a good like vibe, as they say.
Oh, really? What vibe are you picking up at the moment, Trevor?
No, yeah, it's just good. You know, a lot of people having fun, bit of music, you know, just...
Right. What, have you seen any of the floats? Have you seen any of the floats? I love the floats.
Yeah, no, I think like that was... earlier on today, I might go back tomorrow and sort of do a report on the floats properly.
You can't go back tomorrow, Trevor, you're doing my windows.
Right.
But, so you've not seen any of the floats?
No, I think that was earlier.
You must have seen some great, great costumes though, haven't you?
Yeah.
What costumes have you seen? They're great.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it's just like a great vibe.
Yeah. What costumes have you seen though?
Well, no, there was like a green one with like wings. You know, really fantastic, colourful, you know, really, really getting into the atmosphere of things, I thought. You know, what Notting Hill is sort of all about, you know? Good atmosphere, atmosphere.
Trevor, where exactly are you in Notting Hill?
I'm just by, like, Marble Arch, yeah? You know Marble Arch Tube Station?
Yeah.
That's where I am.
That's not really the heart of the Notting Hill Carnival, though, is it?
Perhaps you should have gone... The Notting Hill area, the carnival area, covers quite a large piece of lane.
I don't think it covers quite that... Maybe you should go to Notting Hill, do you think?
Well, no, I'm just walking sort of slowly down there, you know, just picking up on the vibe as I'm sort of getting into the heart of the
Trevor,
carnival.
Trevor, I think you should come back, I'll be honest, come back. It's been it's a little bit disappointing. Brilliant. It's a great Notting Hill report. It happens once a year, Trevor. We won't be on the air this time next year because this show is rubbish. This is our chance to get something a bit special, make everyone feel part of the show. You know, London, it's a small community, and you go and stuff it up by going to Marble Arch.
Yeah, well, thanks for putting me down again, yeah? You know, Mr. Confidence Builder, thanks a lot, man. I might not even be coming back,
good. Sod off.
Right, I'm not even coming back to the studio.
Good.
Goodbye.
I'll see you in a minute.
Ian Lee, XFM.
On the hollow tree.
No, it's just called The Hollow. Turn the microphone to...
Look, it's not me, yeah?
It is you, because it's better now.
Okay.
Go to that one. You're really getting on my tits. You're back from the... I've turned it off. Go to that one, Trevor. You're back from the carnival.
Yeah, really getting on my nerves tonight. You've been sniffing poppers or something.
Yeah, well, it's not my fault if the, you know, if the things aren't working properly.
Cough up, chicken. It might be a gold watch. What was the carnival like? Oh, the Marble Arts.
Yeah, no.
Had an email from Steve saying, "Is Trevor a nonce?"
Aye.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot. Yeah, thanks everyone for sending me offensive emails and comments.
Listen, we're going to go on a Yahoo chat room. So we're not even going to play any games. We can't be bothered. So if you're on the internet, we were going to go to the indie room, but we can't be bothered. Where have you gone to, Trevor, this evening?
It's called Beyond Planet Earth, and it's one of the sort of classic chat rooms, so it's not too hard to find.
I can't get in there.
Right, yeah. Well, we're not really... That's not the main concern. The moment,
I suppose not.
Okay.
Playing the records.
So it's called Beyond Planet Earth 1. That's room number 1, because I think there's 4 rooms all by the same name.
Trevor, I've got to stop you there just a second. We're going over live to the Notting Hill Carnival. Richard, who was getting shot at earlier, has phoned up. Neil Diamond's playing live at the Notting Hill Carnival. Let's have a little snatch of Diamond. You're a big fan of Diamond, Trevor?
Beyond Planet Earth 1.
Oh, gee. Are you a big fan of this?
Come on, you Thai beauties.
Jesus, you're really getting on my tits. I can't get into... I'm in Beyond Planet Earth 2 now.
Oh, man.
It's crazy. We're having a lot of fun here. Neil Diamond live at the Notting Hill Carnival. It's a crazy year.
And this is the story of an old man.
Day and it's got here Levellers. I was going to play Levellers, but I hate them. They play the Green Day, and they sound a bit like the Levellers. What is going on there? We'll not play Sleeper. We're on the internet. If you've got the internet, go to Yahoo Chat. We're in Beyond Planet Earth 1. I'm in there as Ian Lee. Trevor's in there as Clock Shop UK. There's some Louise in there, Whispering Lady. 69. Rude, funny name. Very good. Gentle Whisper, Gucci. Oh, I'll turn your microphone, Will.
Yeah, the problem is, like, there's
the problem is you're a pain in the arse. But
Beyond Planet Earth 1,
yes.
2, 3 and 4, and they're all different rooms.
Yeah, well,
so
I'm in 1.
So everybody can try and get in number 1.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that okay? Can we get on with the rest of the show, Trevor?
Because,
be honest, as you pointed out before, this is only relevant to about 8 people on the internet, not for the rest of the listeners. If you're listening on the internet, if you're playing this game on the internet now, press 1 on the screen so we can see how many of you there are. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 6. That's how many people this feature is aimed at. Do you ever watch Big Brother, Trevor?
Yeah, I'm right into it. Like, I wish I'd been sort of on the programme, you know?
Why would they put you on the programme?
Well, you know, you call up, they interview you.
Yeah, well, they exactly. I stopped you there. They interview you. That's why they wouldn't put you on the programme. But have you seen them? You know they smoke cigarettes?
Yeah.
Have you seen them rolling their long cigarettes? Is anyone, give us a call, 08700 800 1234. If you've seen the people on Big Brother, this is true, rolling their big magic cigarettes. Are they smoking pot in there? What is going on?
No, I think they're just making it a bit longer so they can pass it round.
That's possible. I don't know. Let's ask this person here. Hello, XFM. You? See, that's what happens when you do smoke the wacky-backy. You turn into a cow. Email us, ian.lee@xfm.co.uk, 08700 800 1234. We're in the Yahoo chat. Nice words, Mike the Man. I don't totally agree with you, but I sort of get your point. XTC, is it? They'll be coming in September, hopefully. This is from an album from a little while ago. Enjoy. It's FM. We're on the internet. You can give us a call, 08700 800 1234, just like this person has. Hello?
Oh, hi. I saw Trevor earlier on today.
Where was he?
He was on some orange minibus.
Trevor, were you on some orange minibus?
Yeah, yeah. Well, what's all this about?
What is all this about?
Well, I don't know. You waved at me with a strange grin on your face.
Yeah, you do. I saw you on that bus on Thursday, the orange bus, and you waved at me with that grin on your face. What the hell is that all about, man?
Well, it's just sort of, you know, just trying to join in with the weak atmosphere.
The orange bus.
Yeah.
But you were wearing that orange suit and just waving, like, but you had a really blank look on your face, man.
Yeah, but it's you know, but have you seen that guy that sort of rides around London on a sofa?
Yes, I've seen the sofa, yeah.
And an orange car as well.
Yeah.
He's just trying to join in with that sort of thing. I mean, did you object
to it? It's a lot of fun.
What's your name, sir?
It's George.
George, did you, like, object to my waving? Did you find it offensive?
Well, I didn't like the other people on the bus.
Yeah, though I didn't like the fella. I didn't like that little fella with the glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he was freaky.
Yeah.
And especially when he just kept fiddling down below, and I thought, well, that's not necessary, you know, that's unnecessary. Anyway, let's see who this is. Hello, XFM.
Oh, hi, yeah.
Yeah, that was him. Give us a call, 08700-800-1234. You're waving that bit of paper at me, Trevor. What's on that?
Yeah, well, the thing is, what it is I can't get onto this, like, beyond planet Earth 1.
Yeah, so you're waving your play at me. That's going to sort it out, is it?
And also, the other thing, yeah, is I want to have a word with you, yeah, off the air, yeah, because like,
why? What do you want to have a word with off the air for?
We're going to have a word off the air, because, you know, people have been emailing me, and I must admit, it's my own feelings as well that, you know, you're just having a go, like, just once too often.
Idlewild Child is saying some quite nasty things about you on this, on Beyond Planet Earth 1,
well,
Yahoo chat.
If I could get on it.
They don't want you on it. You've been banned from it, man. So, look, we've got to do your play, I suppose, have we? We did part one last week.
Oh, yeah,
it was brilliant. It was quite good, actually.
Anthony's Destiny, yeah.
What's it called?
Anthony's Destiny.
Because it was called Shake Your Booty or something last week, wasn't it?
No, I just thought up a name, like, sort of based on the show of what we've been saying.
I've turned Trevor's microphone down because he's quite dull. We'll be doing Trevor's play Anthony's Destiny later on. It is, you know, fair play, it's quite good for Trevor, I'll be honest. He's put a lot of work into this. He's only done one copy, so we have to share the same mic. I think he wants a bit of a snog. This band's called Hairy Diamond, Trevor.
Oh, yeah, Hairy Diamond. Imagine, like, a really hairy diamond. Like a diamond with hair.
Richard. I'm at the Notting Hill Carnival.
Oh, God, man, how's it going? You phoned up earlier on, there's lots of gunshots.
Yeah, things have gone from bad to worse. Listen to this.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, I can hear it. You're all right, Richard.
Explosions and everything.
Richard.
No!
Richard, why didn't you...
Oh, man.
Why didn't you leave when you had the opportunity?
I was trying to leave, but they keep exploding everywhere.
Richard?
Oh, man.
Richard?
Rich.
Richard? Hello. Hello, Richard. Richard.
No, it's not Richard.
Richard, how's it going? Are you still all right? What's happening?
I think it's one of them. James
Nado's. What, Richard?
It's not Richard, it's Michael.
Richard, Michael, could you put Richard back on the line, please?
I ain't got Richard.
No, you've killed Richard? You've killed him?
I've killed him.
All right, what do you want?
Right, you know you was talking earlier on, yeah?
Yeah, I bet them James Nado's. Yeah.
Not about the James Nado's, shut up.
No, you know you was talking earlier about the sofa, yeah?
The sofa, yeah.
Well, I was driving down the M25 today.
Oh, do you know what? I accidentally cut him off there. We're never going to know what happened to him on the M25. Do you know what? I don't think London's that disappointed. Bruce Springsteen, Mr. Baker. I'm going to log off here now because, look, we're getting too many messages. We're on the Yahoo chat room, whatever it is. We're getting too many private messages. I can't handle it, I'm afraid, so I'm going to log off. I've had enough. Bless you all, you've been very nice. And you, Mike the Man, 1984, you crazy mother. Anyway, Trevor, play. Are we going to do your play?
Right, okay, let's do it then, shall we?
Well, should we play? You're obviously not ready. Should we play a record first and then?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry I'm having a go at you. It's not your fault.
It's just like non-stop now.
It's incessant.
Stage, you're destroying my confidence.
It's incessant. I'm going to stop it. I should tell you why I'm having a go at you, Trevor.
No, I'm not really interested, yeah? All I know, at the beginning of the show, yeah?
I'm apologising to you and you're not listening.
Turn you down your mic. At the beginning of the show, it's all, you know, oh, hey, you know, we're all friends and everything. And as the night progresses, I've got no confidence left, to be quite honest with you.
I'm apologising to you, and you don't seem interested.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that the damage has been done, really.
Exactly. I think it might have been done. Listen, so...
It's incessant, isn't it?
I take it back. Listen, let's big up your play. What's your play called, Trevor?
Big up myself. Yeah, Bo Selector. It's called Anthony's Destiny.
Anthony's Destiny. What character? Just give us a brief recap of what happened.
Well, basically, it's about a young lad. He's come down to London. His name's Anthony. He finds himself, like, on the streets. And, you know, he's just going...
Yeah, it's going out, Trevor. Don't worry. Keep talking.
It's all about that sort of thing. It involves a lot of issues. Like... Yeah, basically. And the other thing is, like, you know,
Spare change.
This is what happened last week. Spare change, please. Have you got a cigarette? Get your big issue here.
Call it crazy, kid, but you've got the perfect look for the leading role in my new movie. Here's my card.
Cool, thanks, mister.
Morning, kid. Glad you could make it. Get undressed over there.
Oh, so this is what it's all about. Some cheap sex movie when all along I thought this was my big break. Thanks, but no thanks, mister.
Well, it's up to you, kid. If you want to stay on the streets, that's fine by me.
I'd rather stay on the streets and keep my self-pride than sell out to you. Goodbye, mister.
Wait a minute, kid. You seem pretty straight. I don't often come across people like you. How would you like a role in a proper movie?
Turn the page.
Come and see me next Monday.
Cool, thanks, mister. This week's episode.
Right, it's next Monday now, and like I'm playing all the characters apart from Anthony, right?
And I'm Anthony, are we?
Okay.
Here we go, right. Good morning, I've got an appointment to see Mr. Dempster of Dempster Productions.
Receptionist. I'm afraid the only Mr. Dempster here works for Hamster Productions. Good day.
Sorry, I must have made a mistake. It must be Hamster Productions after all.
I'm sorry, there's no one here at the moment. Good day.
But...
Good day.
Oh, rats. Maybe it was all just a dream.
Ian bumps into someone outside. Wake up and watch where you're going. You nearly bumped into me.
Oh, sorry, I was just...
Wake up, wake up. Anthony's mum. Anthony, wake up. Get ready. Remember, we're going to see Auntie Joan and your cousins Andrew and Katie in Brighton. And you're staying there for the holidays.
Do it a bit quicker. It's going a bit too long. Oh, mum, what? Where? Oh, boo-hoo-hoo. Boo-hoo-hoo.
Anthony, darling, what on earth is it?
Boo-hoo-hoo. I've just had a terrible dream. I was in London selling the big issue, and I didn't get the part, and he told me to undress, and...
Ho-ho-ho. Anthony, don't worry, darling. It was just a horrid dream.
But, Mum, I've got a sore arm as well.
Ho-ho-ho. Anthony, you've probably been sleeping on it. Well, we'll just have to pop into the doctor's on the way to the station just in case. The doctor will see you now.
And then you again.
Oh, good morning, Doctor. I was expecting to see Dr. Devine. Doctor, I'm afraid that Dr. Devine has had to go to Vienna on business. My name is Dr. Dempster.
But...
Be quiet, Anthony. Wait outside, Mrs. Compton.
Mum, don't go. It's the man from my dream.
Ho-ho-ho. Don't be silly, Anthony.
Doctor.
So, Anthony, glad you could make it. I thought you were never coming.
Oh, the song finished, man. The song finished. They're supposed to kick in with the song. Hang on. Here we go. Here we go.
That was Trevor's play. I think that was brilliant, man. Is that the first play you've ever written?
Yeah, it is indeed. Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
And how long did it take you to write that?
Well, I've been working on this sort of concept, if you like, you know, for like a good few weeks.
Where did you get the inspiration from, Trevor? Because that's a really interesting direction it was taking.
Just sort of things like, you know, what watching telly and things. And,
do you watch people a lot? Do you watch them and it's like, observe?
And you know, I like little twists in the tales as well.
Yeah, that was a big twist in that, because it was a dream, but then it was real.
Yeah, Dr. Dempster. No, look, all I can say is,
any
you know...
Any hints next week? Any hints?
Well, all I can say is,
any hints for next week?
Well, if you want to tune in, find out what's going to happen next week, it's going to be
Do you write these Sunday afternoon just before you come in?
No, I've spent a good, you know, couple of weeks working on the first episode.
It's Badly Drawn Boy, I want to have a word with you.
Right.
Are you sure you don't write these here for the afternoon? Yeah, she's the mental. She's the woman who phoned up at the top of the show, and I said, don't talk to her or encourage her because she's mental. But she starts shouting abuse, and that was her. And she, you see, you don't encourage these people. I'm not telling you off.
Okay.
Just turn that sexual magnetism down just one notch, please. Please. Hello, XFM.
Travis.
Oh, Fran Healy. I'm going to have to ask you to stop phoning us, Fran. Unless you cheer up a little bit, you can't phone us. You're bringing our listeners down.
Listen, Fran, put the phone down. Fran, put the phone down.
Loves the sea.
Sex FM, Finley Quay, Spiritualized. I don't really like Finley Quay, but that song's all right, isn't it? I don't think that's bad. Trevor, do you enjoy that song?
Yeah, it's a good song. Yeah.
Everyone on the website, you're all a little bit mental. Hello, Gucci. You're all a bit mental, so I'm going to leave it, because you're all quite scary. Getting very scary private messages are being sent. That's not good at all, sir. Listen, we've basically, what's happening is Big Brother's the biggest thing that's ever happened in the world, apart from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Yeah. And every radio station, every radio show has done America is Rubbish. Every show has done a thing about Big Brother, a Big Brother spoof. And I've been told off by the boss of XFM for not doing a Big Brother spoof, so I've sort of had to come up with some Big Brother spoofs. So,
what, do you mean where we have to act like we're a big brother or something?
Yeah, we'll be doing these over the next few weeks, Trevor, so make a note of these. These are the ones we've got so far. I thought of doing one called Big Mother, but I thought you'd have to be a bit of a twat to do something like that. We've got Little Brother, Big Sister, Big Lover, Big Trevor, Big Bollock, Big Fat Cow, Big Baby Dump Nuts, Big Trouble in Little China.
I don't think this sort of like exactly... That's just playing around with the words a bit, isn't it?
What do you mean?
That's just substituting brother with another word. I don't think that's exactly...
Yeah, but right. that's a spoof, and that's spoofage. Spoof. A spoof, right, you just change it for another word.
No, I think we...
Big gay man with his hands on my brother's knob. That's, we'll be doing that one next week.
Okay, yeah.
It's just, you know, getting into the thing of things. Big gay Ian, Haggy Hammers has suggested on the internet. It's an idea. It's an idea that might work, because we've got to jump on this bandwagon and just grab a hold of it. Do you know what I mean?
We've done a whole load of features. I mean, have we had actually any letters at the problem corner?
We've had no letters. We've had some emails. Maybe we should have some emails, do you think?
Yeah. I mean, but I was actually interested in getting some letters.
www.ianlee.mails.
That's funny. I like him. He's gone now. He's left. He's in another station. There's the bell. Ian, you can still make history. Just let that mong, Trevor. That's not nice. Say the word toucan-fister. Can you say the word toucan-fister?
No, I'm not going
to
say it.
You'll be the first man to say it on... Oh, you'll be the second I said it. Sorry, never mind. Ian, do you play Cart to the Unstoppable Sex Machine on XFM? There's another one. Ian, do you play Jesus Jones? Ian, this is utter nutter. I've been to a gig recently. They were called the Mentals, and their merchandise were T-shirts and straitjackets. I bought a straitjacket and tried it on at home, but the colour did not suit me, so I sent it off to you. Ian, great show. Trevor is the only funny knob in the world. That's a compliment.
I'm pleased about it.
Aquilina are playing on Thursday the 31st of August at the Arch 635 Lendal Terrace, Clapham North. Ian, can you get the web bloke to retake all the photos? Because I can't make you out what you look like. I just about recognise you because you're on the telly. All my love and spite, Steve. That's at www.xfm.co.uk. There go the police.
Whoa.
Trevor, you got 15 minutes.
London life
happening. You're hearing it here. This is really down-to-earth ballsy stuff. It's ballsy, isn't it? Ballsy. Here's Mika Bomb.
Yeah, you know you said, by the way, it's Michael back on.
Hi, Michael, how's it going? You're the bloke who's on the M25, aren't you?
Hey, Mikey boy,
how's your story about the M25 going?
Oh, crap.
Why?
It's on in his...
Oh, I accidentally pressed the button that came up. Michael, if you're listening, please call us back 08700 800 1234 with the rest of that M25 story, because I know that London will not be able to sleep tonight, Carnival night, without knowing the conclusion.
He's back!
Hey! Who's back?
Hey, where's Trump?
Mikey boy, yeah!
Who's this?
It's Michael!
Oh, Michael, M25, yeah. Michael!
What's going on, man?
I'm sorry.
Don't worry about M25, you know about that big brother,
yeah?
I was watching that last night, You know something about that big fag?
Yeah.
God, last night, when that new girl, when she went in there...
The fat bird, yeah?
Yeah. And they didn't talk about...
Let's not be rude about people who can't hear it. Let's not be rude. Come on.
God,
you saw him rolling a joint, did you?
It's
going on. If anyone knows anyone who's been in the house, we'll just get loads of nutters phoning up now.
Michael, man, look, like if you fall asleep in the afternoon, Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah, say if you was to fall asleep in the afternoon, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, like if you wake up in the morning, you say like, good morning everyone, yeah?
Yeah.
So what would you say, like if you woke up in the afternoon, what, hi, hello? What would you say?
Afternoon,
will
ya?
He's got a point, Trevor. No. He's got a point. You would say afternoon.
No, that's what you say when you meet someone in the street. Afternoon.
No.
Not when you wake up.
Exactly the same as when you wake up in the afternoon.
What, you just spring out of bed? Good afternoon.
Please, you can't have a go at him. He's phoned up with some useful info. Michael, I'm very, very sorry. Please don't...
He's just going to jump out of bed and start saying good afternoon.
Michael, give us a call.
You do say afternoon, though, don't you? It's like if you wake up in the night, you say, all right, and then you go, how's it going? Evening or something like that.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it is. If you get out of bed at night, and you walk downstairs, you go, oh, mum, how was your night? Is that the same as if you wake up in the afternoon, isn't it?
Ian Lee, XFM. Train counsellors.
Well, basically, I bought a tin of Alphabetti spaghetti.
Yes, a very, very popular snack. It's great fun making words out of, isn't it?
Well, that's what I was disgusted to find on my daughter's plate, I saw the word cum dumpster, as well as arse piss. Now, He's coming to something where supermarkets actually peddle this film.
Did these just fall out of the tin at random, or do you think they were placed there deliberately?
They fell out of the tin at random.
How old's your daughter?
She's 4.
So it's possible that she could have arranged those letters herself into those four
people. Hold on. I think I can put this evil picture together.
Trevor,
yeah?
To the rescue.
I thought he might be. So I thought Trevor might come to the rescue on this one.
You've given your daughter a plate of alphabetics. Or a bowl of alphabetics.
That's right.
Alphabetics.
Was it on toast?
No.
It was in a bowl.
Just a bowl of alphabetics. That's a bit tight.
Okay, so where were the letters placed in that case?
It was on a plate.
A plate?
A small tin on a big plate. There was room around the edges, and there it was. Come dumps, there's arse.
I don't think we need to actually hear the words again. We're as shocked as you must have been. So what action have you done? You've written to the company?
Yes, I've written to the supermarket and I've said this is filthy.
And their response, Trevor, please, their response, I used to work in B Jams, I know what I'm talking about. What was their response?
They haven't replied.
When did you write the letter?
About a month ago.
They've not replied?
No.
Well, all I can say is, please keep us informed, because this is the sort of thing we should be dealing with on the show. This is an issue, Trevor.
Yeah, definitely.
This is a community issue.
It's a major issue.
Did your daughter just sort of do it randomly?
I put it out of the tin and it appeared.
Yeah, it just appeared. I've come to the conclusion, I ignored this fact, we are local radio, there's no denying it. I know we're on digital and stuff like that, no one listens on the computer on the digital, no one. We're a local radio, this is a community issue. What's your name, sir?
Ben,
would you keep us informed of what's happening over the next few weeks?
Could you
do that for us? Give us a call. You got the number, 08700-811-234.
Yeah.
Let's know over the next few weeks what's going on.
Okay, then.
Okay, thanks, Ben. Cheers.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Ian Lee, XFM.
Trevor.
Yeah, hello.
It's Michael.
Oh,
it's Michael again.
Listen. You know you're saying about when you wake up in the afternoon here, right?
Yeah.
You can't believe this thing that Trevor said about when you wake up, what do you say, good morning or good afternoon or what? 20 minutes. You bother to phone back and talk about this.
Yeah, you're talking about issues, Ian. Yeah, this is another issue.
No, but you got to listen, right?
Yeah.
We could be quick, so we're coming to the end of the show. I've got to play a Neil Diamond song.
He turns around and says to me, if you wake up in the morning, you're going to say morning.
Yes.
Yeah. If you wake up in the afternoon, you're going to say afternoon.
No. It doesn't work like that, Michael.
We haven't got time for this.
So if you wake up in the night, are you going to say good night?
Michael's gone. That issue is going to have to end for this week.
If you wake up in the night, are you going to say goodnight?
For this week. We'll start this next week. 08700 800 1234. Next Sunday evening, Ian Lee, Shun Sundays, 9 till 12. We'll pick up this subject. What do you say in the afternoon? Is it afternoon? Is it good morning, Trevor?
If you work during the days and you wake up at night, what do you say? Good night.
That's an idea. Just in the last 30 seconds of the show, add another tangent to the argument. That makes sense, doesn't it? Here's Neil Diamond. We'll do it next week.
Okay, yeah, I'm up for that. We'll be up for that.
Ian Lee, XFM.